If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards joins us with entertainment news, and some Star Wars fan just came up with a lot of money, I guess.
Holy
Dean.
Smokes. I can't believe the money that some people will pay for memorabilia from movies. The lightsaber that Darth Vader used in the Star Wars movies went up for auction the other day. And this was the lightsaber that he used in Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. It sold for, get ready for this, $3,645,000.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Man, and do you know anything about who bought it?
No.
Other than the fact that they're a rich Star
Wars
freak.
That person is an idiot? Besides that, you mean?
Yeah. You know, I saw a clip of this John Candy documentary the other day. This looks really good. When can we see that?
Really sweet. We're not going to be able to see it, unfortunately, until early October. So we're not that too far away, but it premiered at the Toronto Film Festival yesterday, and everybody was talking about it. Number one, John Candy, Canadian, so you know, very big deal that a Canadian was being honored at this film festival, which is North America's largest film festival. It is one of the film festivals every year where the movies that we expect to be honored at the Oscars, you know, get some special recognition. And it's got, you know, one of these 10-minute standing ovations, that kind of thing. It's called I Like Me. And if you want just a couple of minutes of complete entertainment, just to see one of the great comedy actors of all time, take a look on YouTube. The trailer for it is there.
Looking forward to seeing that. Bob Newhart's going to be honored this morning, isn't he?
Yeah, it's about time that the city of Chicago honored one of its, you know, favorites, somebody who always just never, ever forgot where he was from. Bob Newhart, born in Oak Park, raised in Chicago, went to St. Ignatius, went to Loyola, started here as an accountant. Became friends with the legendary Chicago DJ / radio host Dan Sorkin, who arranged for him to do stand-up comedy. And that's how he did the original recordings for his stand-up comedy albums, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, which actually won a Grammy Award for Album of the Year, not Comedy Album of the Year. Album of the Year.
Yeah.
Back in 1962, I think it was. Bob being honored today with a street renaming. The stretch of North Sheridan Road between Thorndale and Ardmore, which is the building that we saw in the opening of the old Bob Newhart show, the one where that was set in Chicago. He was a psychologist, co-starring Suzanne Plachette. That was the high-rise that we always saw in the opening of the building. So that stretch of Sheridan Road at 11 o'clock this morning is going to be renamed Bob Newhart Way. And Bob Newhart's three of Bob Newhart's children will be on hand there. I'll be out there. There'll be a lot of people. Everyone is invited if you want to come out and, you know, be part of it all. But let's just go back and remember why Bob Newhart is the comedy legend that he remains today. Everything that Bob Newhart did, as many television triumphs as he had, only won one Emmy Award, and it was for a guest appearance on The Big Bang Theory. But he won Grammy Awards. He's a Golden Globe winner, Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, so many awards. And I can tell you from interviewing Bob so many times over the years, completely unchanged, so down to earth, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man. He would have been 96 years old today. Passed away just a little more than a year ago. But the city of Chicago is going to remember him today with the street renaming.
Yeah, what a career. World's nicest man, Bob
yep.
Newhart.
Yep.
Dean, what's going on this weekend?
Holy smokes, we've got plenty to do for this weekend. We start off with three-time Grammy winner Dua Lipa at the United Center. She'll be there tomorrow. The Who is doing what they are calling their final American farewell tour. That's also at the United Center. That's going to be on Sunday. If you remember the Gap Band, one of the legends of the group, Charlie Wilson, is going to be at Northerly Island for what he's calling Uncle Charlie's R&B Cookout, bringing some of his famous friends along with him, and they'll blow the roof off the place on Saturday night. We've got country star Lauren Elena at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. Roseanne Cash is at Northwestern's Khan Auditorium for music this weekend. Also, the Evanston Folk Festival is going on tomorrow and Sunday. They have a packed lineup all weekend long out at Dawes Park, including the group Iron and Wine. For theater, Paramount Theater is presenting Come From Away. That is the award-winning musical that is the true story of the airline passengers who were forced to land in a remote Canadian town on September 11th. Remember when they grounded all the flights on September 11th?
Mm-hmm.
This group of passengers stayed in Canada. We're treated to Canadian hospitality there. Show's going to be running through October the 12th. At the Marriott Lincolnshire, they've got the musical adaptation of Catch Me If You Can. That'll be there through October the 19th. For laughs, Wanda Sykes is at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary Saturday night. Caroline Ray at North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie. Ryan Hamilton at the Improv in Schaumburg. Taste of Chicago is back. Those of you craving giant turkey legs walking around downtown, that begins today. It's going to run through Sunday. We've got the Spirit of Oktoberfest at Lincoln Square, Lincoln and Lawrence, basically. With the Oktoberfest and also the German Day Parade there. Retro on Roscoe, food, music, fun, and they put on a display of classic cars like no other. That's going to be going on this weekend. Printer's Row Lit Fest is going on through Sunday, and the Edgewater Music Fest is going on all weekend long. If you're looking for a new movie this weekend, got a couple. One that I recommend is Denzel Washington's new movie that's called Highest to Lowest. It is another collaboration, I think the fifth now, with Denzel and Spike Lee. This is a remake of a 1963 film from the acclaimed Japanese film director Akira Kurosawa. It focuses on a modern-day music mogul who gets all this money together because he has to buy back control of the record company that he's about to lose. And just as he is amassing this huge amount of money for the business deal, somebody kidnaps his son, and he has to take matters into his own hands.
Of course.
It sounds like it could be, sort of routine, but Denzel is amazing. Spike Lee's razor-sharp direction makes all the difference in the world. A really good cast. I am recommending this one. It's in select theaters. I gave it a Dean's List B+. The big movie release of the weekend is called The Conjuring Last Rites. Now, this is the third in this Conjuring series. It's going to be the final one with Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga investigating paranormal activities again. It's way too long. It's more of the same that we've seen before, so the best I could do on this one is a Dean's List C+.
I'm going to go see Talking Sopranos tomorrow night at the Athenaeum Theater. Steve Sciarrippa, who is Bobby Bacala, and Michael Imperioli, Chrissy, do this show where they show clips and take questions and share stories about the Sopranos. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be fun.
I like that. Are you going to dress up like...
like Tony?
Like, yeah. just show up in a bathrobe?
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. I bet some people will. I'll let you know on Monday how that went.
Right.
Thank you, Dean.
See you.